Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation, Part 2, Verses 12 through 48. Kardama satisfies Devahuti. Maitreya continued.
O Vidura, seeking to please his beloved wife, the sage Kardama exercised his yogic power, instantly producing an aerial mansion which could travel at his will. It was a wonderful structure, bedecked with all sorts of jewels, adorned with pillars of precious stones, and capable of yielding whatever one desired. It was equipped with every form of furniture and wealth, which tended to increase in the course of time. The castle was fully equipped with all necessary paraphernalia, and it was pleasing in all seasons. It was decorated all around with flags, festoons, and artistic work of variegated colors. It was further embellished with wreaths of charming flowers which attracted sweetly humming bees, and with tapestries of linen, silk, and various other fabrics. The palace looked charming with beds, couches, fans, and seats, all separately arranged in 7 stories. Its beauty was enhanced by artistic engravings here and there on the walls. The floor was of emerald with coral daises. The palace was very beautiful, with its coral thresholds at the entrances and its doors bedecked with diamonds. Gold pinnacles crowned its domes of sapphire, with the choicest rubies set in its diamond walls. It appeared as though possessed of eyes. It was furnished with wonderful canopies and greatly valuable gates of gold. Here and there in that palace were multitudes of live swans and pigeons, as well as artificial swans and pigeons, so lifelike that the real swans rose above them again and again, thinking them to be live birds like themselves. Thus, the palace vibrated with the sounds of these birds. The castle also had pleasure grounds, resting chambers, bedrooms, and inner and outer yards designed with an eye to comfort. All this caused astonishment to the sage himself. When he saw Devahuti looking at the gigantic, opulent palace with a displeased heart, Kardama Muni could understand her feelings, because he could study the heart of anyone. Thus, Kardama personally addressed Devahuti as follows. My dear Devahuti, you look very much afraid. So first, bathe in this lake, Vindusarovara, which was created by Lord Vishnu himself, and which can grant all the desires of a human being. And then mount this aeroplane. The lotus-eyed Devahuti accepted the order of her husband. Because of her dirty dress and the locks of matted hair on her head, Devahuti did not look very attractive. Her body was coated with a thick layer of dirt, and her breasts were discolored. Devahuti dove, however, into the lake, which contained the sacred waters of the Sarasvati. However, in a house inside the lake, Devahuti saw 1,000 girls, all in the prime of their youth, and fragrant like lotuses. Seeing her, the damsel suddenly rose and said with folded hands, "Oh, we are your maidservants. Tell us what we can do for you. The girls, being very respectful to Devahuti, brought her forth, and after bathing her with valuable oils and ointments, they gave Devahuti fine, new, spotless cloth to cover her body. They then decorated her with very excellent and valuable jewels, which shone brightly. Next, they offered Devahuti food containing all good qualities, and a sweet, inebriating drink called asavam. Then, in a mirror, Devahuti beheld her own reflection. Her body was now completely freed from all dirt, and she was adorned with a garland. Dressed in unsullied robes and decorated with auspicious marks of tilak, Devahuti was served very respectfully by the maids. Her entire body, including her head, was completely bathed, and she was decorated all over with ornaments. Devahuti wore a special necklace with a locket. There were bangles on her wrists and tinkling anklets of gold about her ankles. About her hips, Devahuti wore a girdle of gold set with numerous jewels, and she was further adorned with a precious pearl necklace and auspicious substances. Her countenance shone with beautiful teeth and charming eyebrows. Her eyes, distinguished by lovely moist corners, defeated the beauty of lotus buds. Her face was surrounded by dark curling tresses. And as soon as Devahuti thought of her great husband, the best of sages, Kardama Muni, who was very dear to her, Devahuti, along with all the maidservants, at once appeared where Kardama was. Devahuti was amazed to find herself surrounded by 1,000 maids in the presence of her husband, and to witness his yogic power. The sage could see that Devahuti had washed herself clean and was shining forth as though no longer his former wife. Devahuti had regained her own original beauty as the daughter of a king. Dressed in excellent robes, her charming breasts duly girded, Devahuti was waited upon by 1,000 Gandharva girls. O Amitrahan, Viduraji, destroyer of the enemy, Kardama's fondness for Devahuti grew, and so he placed her on the aerial mansion. Though seemingly attached to his beloved consort, while served by the Gandharva girls, the sage did not lose his glory, which was mastery over his self. In that aerial mansion, Kardama Muni, with his consort, shone as charmingly as the moon in the midst of the stars in the sky, which causes rows of lilies to open in ponds at night. In that aerial mansion, they traveled to the pleasure valleys of Mount Meru, which were rendered all the more beautiful by cool, gentle, fragrant breezes that stimulated passion. In these valleys, the treasurer of the gods, Kubera, surrounded by beautiful women and praised by the siddhas, generally enjoys pleasure. Kardama Muni also, surrounded by the beautiful damsels and his wife, went there and enjoyed for many, many years. Satisfied by his wife, Kardama enjoyed in that aerial mansion, not only on Mount Meru, but in different gardens known as Vaishrambhaka, Surasana, Nandana, Pushpabhadraka, and Chaitraratya, and also by the Manas Sarovara Lake. Kardama Muni traveled in that way through the various planets, just as the air passes uncontrolled in every direction. Coursing through the air in that great and splendid aerial mansion, which could fly at his will, Garda must surpass even the demigods.
Maitreya then said, O Vidura, what is difficult to achieve for determined men who have taken refuge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's lotus feet? Krishna's feet are the source of sacred rivers like the Ganga, which put an end to the dangers of mundane life. After showing his wife the globe of the universe and its different arrangements, full of many wonders, that great yogi Gardama Muni returned to his own hermitage. After coming back, Gardama divided himself into 9 personalities, just to give pleasure to Devahuti, the daughter of Manu, who was eager for sex life. In that way, Gardama enjoyed with Devahuti for many, many years, which passed just like a moment. In that aerial mansion, Devahuti, in the company of her handsome husband, situated on an excellent bed that increased sexual desires, could not realize how much time was passing. While the couple, who eagerly longed for sexual pleasure, were thus enjoying themselves by virtue of mystic powers, 100 autumns passed like a brief span of time. The powerful Gardama Muni was the knower of everyone's heart and could grant whatever one desired. Knowing the spiritual soul, Gardama regarded Devahuti as half of his own body. Then, dividing himself into 9 forms, Gardama impregnated Devahuti with 9 discharges of semen. Immediately afterward, on the very same day, Devahuti gave birth to 9 female children, all charming in every limb and fragrant with the scent of the red lotus flower. Recorded June 14, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan, Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan, Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan, Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan, Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan, Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan, Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan,
Shyamakunda, Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan, Kalindi, Jamuna Jaya, Jaya Mahavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinatha, Madana Mohan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.